The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
All right.
This is starting great.
So, this is No Need for Apologies. It's the first live podcast here at The Stand. Welcome, goddamn it, welcome.
Yeah. Welcome.
We're trying to do new things here at The Stand. They've given us a platform in order to talk the shit we want to talk as black people in the industry. And this is a comedy podcast where we talk about comedy with the greatest of comedians. So,
One
more time, Dulce Sloan, Chris Redd, I think you know who they are.
Gang.
And Chris, you just coming off the Alec Baldwin roast.
Yeah.
And I heard you put down bodies. I heard you,
man,
put them down.
You know, I was the least known nigga there. So I had to come with it. All I had was these jokes and all these teeth, bro. So I had to show them what it do. And I think I did well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like an 8 Mile moment. It was like the 8 Mile moment.
Yeah, yeah. So one of my homies, Sam J, shout out to Sam J. She was like, oh, shit. You ain't wear a hat? Ooh, you went full bald on these niggas? It's like, you like Eminem showing all your weaknesses. I'm like, I like my bald head, asshole. I just like hats. Piece of shit. But it was so much fun, bro. There's some heaters on there. So
yeah, I bet.
It was 4 hours of just laughing at people's roasts. And then people got mean. And some people didn't do well. Mm. Everybody did well for the most part. Everybody did well. You can guess
who didn't do well.
Who was on the lineup?
Let's take a guess. Who was on the dais?
And then we can choose.
Okay. We'll choose who bombed.
Oh, yeah. Just off of the names alone. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Let's get into it for real.
Okay, we had Nikki Glaser was on the dais.
Killed it.
She killed it.
We had Alec Baldwin was on the dais.
Okay.
He was on the dais. He was the man.
He was the guy. He was the main event.
Caroline Ray was on the dais.
Okay.
Like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, yeah. You know her.
Y'all remember
that. She's funny.
You said that she's funny, though, like I'm arguing with you. You ain't about to get me caught up. I work for SNL, nigga. I can keep secrets. So.
Yeah. You sure the fuck did today?
Who else was on there? Ken Jeong was on there. He was on the road.
Ken Jeong.
He was on The Hangover. He got a little tiny dick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Him.
The pinky penis.
Him.
Shout out to Ken Jeong. He was fun as hell to hang out with. Robert De Niro was on there.
Okay.
Blake Griffin was on there.
Okay.
Adam Carolla was on there.
All right.
Wow. Who else? Oh, Jeff Ross, of course.
Okay.
The roast master general.
Yeah.
And I think that was. Maybe
Caitlyn Jenner was there.
Caitlyn Jenner was there.
Okay. Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn probably killed. You can't bomb with a dick.
Well, Caitlyn's killed before.
You can't. You're like, you up there.
I don't think so.
I got that.
You can't. Thank you. Gotta kill.
I heard.
Right?
Now I know people know that she killed a person.
She did.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner and Brandy.
Weren't you there? You was there too, weren't you?
I went to the after party. They weren't going to get me caught up.
But there's a lot of people.
They weren't going to get me.
Wait, you Holly Berry ran over somebody.
No, I went to the Bruce Willis party.
Oh, I thought you were the after party of the murder. I'm like, what?
We celebrating this nigga's death, y'all.
Somebody got murdered, like, going to after party.
Hey, some niggas got to die.
that?
That's wild.
We've all met people that needed to meet the Lord. So, no, I got caught up at the Bruce Willis roast last year, and I'm like, you're not going to get me again. Plus, I had to get fitted for my Emmy's dress. I didn't have time to do all that other shit.
Okay, look, slight flex.
Uh-huh.
Going to the Emmy's.
It had nothing to do with the story.
I
had to get fitted for my Emmy's thing.
You asked why I wasn't at the roast, and I told you.
I had to get fitted for my Emmy's thing. No big deal.
You be so extra. That's like you asking me how. What are you doing today, Chris? Well, you know, I got to get some sleep because next year I'm getting married. What the fuck?
You asked me what I was super doing that flex day. I told you what I was doing that day. It's a flex to you because that's not the life you live.
It is the life I live.
Not you. You people, you in general. Nigga, I saw you at the Emmys last year.
I know.
Well, look at niggas at the Emmys arguing.
Niggas at the Emmys
Let's
arguing.
Let's have an Emmys argument then. Uh-huh. Shit.
Nigga, I see you at the Emmys last year.
That's a funny sentence.
I know. Yes, he did. My friend won an Emmy last year. We knew he was going, so he's so talented.
Give it up for Chris winning the Emmy.
Give it up, Chris Red.
Don't do this. Stop.
No,
Emmy win a man.
Do it.
Thank you.
Fucking do it.
Don't do this.
No, do it. You are so talented.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anyway, back to these jokes.
Blake Griffin.
I heard somebody had a really good writer.
Blake Griffin. Okay, now I'm not going to
say yes. I know he's funny.
I'm not going to say who, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Are you never
but
gonna
I
say
will
yes?
say Blake's, that's my man's. Yo, Blake crushed, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You I heard he's funny.
He's been going up doing time.
Yeah.
He's been like, I'm a basketball player, so I don't do this, but hear these jokes.
But
didn't he have a gala at JFL this year or some shit?
Yeah, he got $1 million too.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah. He did. No, he had a gala.
That's what
and he did a midnight surprise. I hosted a midnight surprise at the JFL this year, and he popped up, and everybody was like, oh shit.
I heard he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
Your
man.
Guest, Derek.
He's a funny dude. Huh?
I heard he did well.
I said, your guess. I already threw my card out there. So you got to pick
Yeah, you guessed badly.
Oh, who bombed?
I guessed badly, yeah.
You did.
All right, I want to say
it's probably Caitlyn, though.
No.
She killed? Well,
I feel like.
Did I say that right?
It could have been De Niro.
This is a very weird situation. Said,
I feel like it's between Carolla or De Niro.
I know. Oh.
Wait, wasn't his daughter there, too?
Huh?
Wasn't, oh, never mind.
Whose?
I don't know.
Oh. It's like, wait. Yo, y'all still gotta watch this at home. I don't know how much I want to ruin.
Secrets.
People tell me stuff. I don't know if it's.
But
supposed
I guess if you looked up the roast, it tells you everybody that kind of popped up. Yeah, Ireland was there. Yeah,
that's her name.
Her name is a. Yeah,
she better be rich. Ooh,
her name
she
is
irony.
She's very rich.
Ireland. Which is the country you usually go for?
Nah, but anyway. I don't know. I'm getting so tempted to tell jokes that I already told.
When's it come out?
Wait, so you said
on Sunday. That's
Sunday.
What I'm saying. That's a week.
So you said
Sunday.
De Niro.
Yeah,
I said Blake Griffin.
Y'all both wrong.
Are we both wrong?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Carolyn Ray?
Nah, Carolyn kind of crazy.
I think you little dick nigga then. It was the ending.
I don't think you're not going to tell us.
It had to
Hell
be
yeah,
ending.
I don't blame y'all. See y'all later, y'all. Give it up for them, y'all. Making other decisions. All right.
Yeah,
now.
Man. We don't all quite know right either, but good to now. See y'all. Yeah.
Where's Hell my yeah. drink?
You should have seen her by herself waiting on him to come back from the bathroom. She was like, I want to leave, but where is he?
Just get up, girl. He'll find you if he wants you.
Wait a minute. So it was a whiskey and what? It was a whiskey and what?
Soda with lime.
Can I get a whiskey and soda with lime, please? And
Hell
come
yeah.
Back get, see that?
Thank you.
Told y'all Dave set y'all up. Y'all fell for that
Give
shit.
Give it up for Low High Top. Give it up for Low High Top.
Thank
right
you, Low
there.
High Top.
That's the mid top.
Can
that's
you shit on him after
that's
he
a mock that's top. That's
top.
A mock top.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
A fun thing.
That's a low ass hot top.
Yup. That's a little top that could.
That boy got a little hot top. Ooh, I never seen a crop top as a ball fade. That is insane. That is crazy. That is
mock top. That is like a mock
top. Like a mock top.
Like a mock top.
Mock top.
Like a mock top.
He's got a mock top. You know, these the guys in community college. They all had mock tops. I went to community college with the Africans that wore the mock tops with the penny loafer shoes with the velour sweatsuits. Like that was a look, man. So
but
he looks like one.
In the whole outfit.
But yeah. I don't know if he's African. He just got a mop top.
No, it just but that's an African look.
Okay.
See? How's everybody doing? Good to see everybody again.
What's up? Everybody that stayed. Yeah, but the roast was fun. What y'all been up to, man? What's summer been like?
Well, I don't know. Ro blowing up right now. Ain't you on like some damn
show?
Yo, Ro,
I saw you on a movie I was watching on accident.
Oh shit.
That's how you
no,
oh shit.
It was
But
it
that's
was...
how I got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait, is that me?
Wait, what movie no, is it?
Late Night.
Yeah, Late Night. Yeah. It was good. Yay. It was good.
A fun movie. Yeah. Clap. Thank you. I
be happy
it.
For him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ro. Let's talk about
yeah.
it.
Bro.
I was just saying, Ro is like, ha ha.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. I don't know, nigga. That was awkward.
That was like, a funny bro. Part, though, man. Sometimes you be in the movies and the movies don't be, you know what I mean, good.
Yeah.
Take
no.
it from me.
I liked the Pop Star.
Me too.
Pop yeah. Star was fucking
I didn't get
amazing.
To see Pop Star.
Yeah.
Watch huh? Pop Star.
Yeah.
I wasn't
he
talking about Pop Star.
So good in that fucking movie.
I wasn't even. Thank you, sir. It's... With a tie, way after work.
No, he dressed up for this.
No, okay.
He came for this
he's
shit.
Like, I'm going to go to an empty room.
Uh-huh. He was like, I can slide all
now.
Over the floors.
Yeah.
He just wants to slide in his socks. That's it.
Fucking like risky business and shit.
It's like an Indian Tom Cruise. I was thinking that. Like a very.
Oh,
thank you, man.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, beverages.
Damn, son.
That's what we're talking about. Thank you, me.
Yo. Give it up for younger Monroe in this bitch.
This nigga look like
I'm
me.
A Monroe, bro.
That nigga hey. Look like you. Monroe is multifaceted.
That nigga look like the grown nigga from Hey Arnold.
Oh, it would be higher than that, wouldn't it?
No, I'm saying he grown. So he
oh, he had to
it
cut
off.
It down.
It was
oh,
a sloppy yeah. roast. I'm sorry, sir. Sorry. I'm sorry you had to be here for that. It was better when you walked
I'm
away.
Just, I'm just nice till I get my drink.
I don't even know if it was a flat top because it was just this.
It was
just the brim.
You
like
ever had
you
somebody
back,
have a front yard and then you go to the backyard, it's dirt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was
got,
his whole head.
He got a yard in the front, fucking you know, barbecue in the back.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
Oh, no.
He was... I'm putting cement down in the back. I'm putting cement down.
Terrible roast
like
before.
A self-poured basketball court or some shit.
This nigga got a trampoline in the back.
Pontoon boat in the
front.
He
got some tinsel in the front. I really love this guy coming. He's a good sport. You know, we're snapping on why he's not in the room. It's very, very, this is fun. There you go. Whiskey.
Thank
in.
You.
Give it up for the man. Give it up for the man, y'all.
Thank you.
That's what we do here.
Nigga unplugging TVs
Unplugging TVs and shit.
Damn it, me. Why would you do that, me? Yeah. Damn.
I think he did that on purpose.
It's that, it was that fucking bobsled
no,
haircut.
Say it in the microphone. Don't whisper your roast to me.
No, what was the roast? Say it out loud.
I was just saying a little bit in the front was nappy, so now I'm real confused.
Why are you hurting? It's not nappy. It was just
but wait, that's his roots, though.
Wait, we can't say nappy because there's only two black people in the audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't have white people walking away like it was nappy.
It was nappy as shit.
There is a quota to this.
I apologize.
It was styled though.
It was styled.
It was styled nap.
Styled nap.
It looked like nigger tinsel. It was like tinsel.
Again, not a term you leave this room.
Do not say nigger tinsel.
Don't say nigger tinsel. I'm sorry.
Please say it.
No, I take it back.
Say it at work.
No, you fine.
To your boss.
Oh, please, just
the OC over here.
Don't,
I just don't want them to leave.
Just don't repeat that part. You can talk about the rest of the show, and then, you know.
Say it at work.
But yeah, bro. But
put
yeah,
it on
bro.
Twitter. Put it on Twitter. It'll be
all
right.
It's all cool. So, bro, that was one. Ain't you in another movie, bro? You
nigga, why is it about me?
Because
these niggas
I'm got
the credits.
I'm going
you got
through it.
Too, nigga.
I'm gonna get. We know Chris on. We about to see how much Dulce on. But right now, big up my boy. Then you ain't you on like some show? That you don't never talk about, like the dating show, and you be giving like advice.
Oh,
nigga, I don't
shit.
Give advice. I just
oh shit, you on cheaters,
money.
Nigga? You
are
on
you
cheaters?
On cheaters? You freaking stabbed in the boat.
Yo, I wish I was on cheaters.
You
man.
Gonna get stabbed?
I used to fucking watch cheaters before I went to school
thank
in the
you.
Morning.
Damn, double up, huh? All
yo,
right,
man,
yeah.
I'm gonna be loose tonight.
See, sometimes I go in. Thank you.
Hey, cause
thank
he
you,
heard
second
you
universe,
heat.
Me.
I am in heat for anyone who's watching. Anybody. Anyone who's wondering.
She
anyone
is
who's listening
heat.
At home.
Anybody? Well, not
are you really?
That.
Yeah.
You out there looking?
Nigga, I'm in my 30s. I'm always trying to fuck.
Don't say,
yeah.
What is your, oh.
So what's your shit. Type?
What
what's your type?
My type, human male.
yo.
No, employed, not broke, because I can't fuck the broke, even though the dick is amazing.
Is
a nice
broke things?
I think I gave my best dick when I had to.
I was broke more than I had money, man.
We got to fuck for survival.
Listen, I literally talk about it in my half hour. The broke niggas have to fuck you to sleep so they have a place to sleep.
Yeah.
So, because I have been snuck.
Yup.
So is this chick right here. I can see. There's always one woman in the crowd who's like, oh, no. And I found you, bitch.
Yup.
No.
You wake up, the nigga's still there, cooking you breakfast.
Trying to eat all my meat.
I was never that type of broke nigga.
Yeah? What type of broke nigga were you?
I was broke, but I still had a way over it. I had a way back home.
Nah. There you go. I remember I've had to ask chicks for Ubers before.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know.
You had to ask for Ubers? I asked for rides.
Yeah.
You ever get a ride back after both y'all tired? Yeah. She gotta take you back.
I've had to drop niggas. I've had to pick niggas up, fuck them, and then drop them back at home.
Yeah. She like, you could have just stayed over. I'm like, I got a lot to do.
No, you don't. Broke niggas act like they so busy.
They busy being broke.
We busy trying not to be broke no more, fam. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I know you ain't got to work today.
Broke is time consuming.
Listen, yeah, it is. If you broke and you fucking good, if it's Saturday, we fucking all day. I will feed you. I don't understand what the problem is.
Wow, that's like a package. That's a package deal.
I mean,
right
listen,
there.
there's not all these deals out here. This is back when. This is not now.
Oh no, this is definitely not now. You're not bringing broke dick in my house today.
Oh, okay, fair enough. No, but that Saturday thing is still a go if I got the money.
Listen, I'm very Southern. I like feeding men. Okay. So if you were dropping off dick correctly.
Dropping it off.
I have no problem feeding you things that you would want to
that
eat.
That sounds like the great boy. He's allergic to apples, tree nuts. But just make sure your foods don't include that. This nigga, he'll be over your house on a Saturday.
Wait, what are your allergies?
I'm allergic to apples raw, so if you cook them and put them in a pie,
Okay, I'm Southern. I can do that.
Soy, can't eat soy.
I don't fuck with soy like that.
I got a question. Say that I have a person who wants to give you dick, and I drop them off. Can I also take a plate?
Just as.
If the dick is good, yes.
Oh, wait,
I got to wait around?
Yeah,
you gotta wait.
You have to wait.
You talking about new dick?
I'm talking
Chris,
about.
You would have to wait for a plate. You would have to wait for that plate.
Honestly, if you drop them off, I give you the plate just because I know you a man who hungry because you done brought your friend over here. Okay. I give you a plate.
All right.
That's kind of
cool. If you talk right to me when you
That's
drop
dope.
Them off,
if I talk right,
if you talk right, don't come here acting stupid.
You know I'm not gonna do that.
I know you not. That's why you probably not gonna get a plate. Yeah, I'm just dropping this nigga off to see you. Yeah, that's how they usually talk. They all mad as shit because they ain't got no bitch to see.
No.
Why are you talking to me reckless?
Why are you so jealous?
First of all, I always have bitches to see. Huh?
That's
how
water.
You got 17 drinks?
I don't know.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Now you got 3. See that?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I might catch me a D tonight.
DUI, nigga.
I don't drive, nigga.
That's good. That
so
is
what else
lot.
Are you allergic to? I'm just going to make a mental
note.
Tree nuts?
I found out I'm allergic
tree
to chocolate.
Nuts.
It flares up my eczema. So, yeah.
You're the only nigga I've ever met with eczema.
She would have drizzled that shit on your body. All niggas got eczema.
I don't have eczema.
You don't got eczema?
Nigga, look at my skin.
Folliculitis?
See? I have folliculitis, nigga.
Yeah,
I hate
what?
That shit.
That's when your hair grows back.
That's the hair that go back into you. Yeah, man.
Bump up.
Then you got to get a girl to pop
bump,
the bumps.
Bump it up.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, man.
I wish I had
ever pop the hair bump. You never met a nigga with like a patch on his elbow?
Yeah, I have.
See, exactly. Everybody got eczema?
Everybody don't have eczema.
I was going to have bag skin. When I was 14, my mama grabbed me by my jaw. And went, fuck this shit, and then took me to a dermatologist. Otherwise, my face would look like a cobblestone street to this fucking day.
Damn.
Marianne Hill was not playing that shit. She was like, you gonna be on TV. We fixing this. Right. It took me to the fucking doctor.
You see how many times she grabbed that thing? Yeah. That shit going, whoop, whoop, whoop. She was fucking.
And then you gonna wake up with some pancakes, nigga.
And the good ones with the crispy edges and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like,
that
was like crispy edges
shit.
On pancakes.
No
nigga, I may drop
nuts.
You off. I will. I will fucking wait, nigga. You got Xbox?
I mean, I don't have. Listen, I will buy one.
Look, I will drop Derek off every weekend for pancakes.
Need. That's what you need
with
at
the
house.
Edges.
Crispy edges? Shit.
Please watch my half hour. I talk about buying a video game system just to fuck a dude. So. I'm really
but you can return it, though. You can fuck them and then go right back to GameStop and get your money back.
But yeah, but see what you do is you feed him, so you fuck him good at night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he wakes up in the morning. You feed him. He watches a little TV. Uh-huh. He's, you know, probably smoke a little weed. Dudes are like, fuck with me, like smoke weed.
Yeah.
Right. So then he's gonna go back and he's gonna take a nap. Uh-huh. He's gonna watch a little TV. Wake up, fuck him again. Feed him, and then what are you doing?
This nigga, look at this nigga. This nigga like 7 days.
Keep going.
So yeah, you know, the nigga has a nice chill day. You fuck him a couple times. You feed him a couple times, and then it's Monday.
Damn. So you kidnapping niggas. You are kidnapping motherfuckers, yo. That's kidnap. I'ma fuck him, feed him, put him back to sleep. Wake him up, feed him again, make him play some games.
Oh, shit.
I got a question.
My ex used to do this to me. I got a question.
Yes,
sir.
Y'all niggas ain't got shit to do in this fantasy? Y'all ain't got no responsibilities, no family.
It's a Saturday.
Huh? No, you. This is Saturday, like, this is like one Sunday. Of the few Saturdays I'm not on the road.
Y'all gotta go to church or nothing.
The Lord knows my heart.
Oh. You can put church on in the background.
Listen, I'm gonna wash my dishes and listen to gospel music. This is
that does count.
It does count.
It is church.
Cause yeah, you know, man. That's cleaning your house. Gospel cleaning your house and gospel music cleaning your house is totally different shit.
Okay.
Because that's a deep clean. You got to get like right, somebody then. Loud.
You get
going.
Your fucking spirit right while you're wringing out the mop, wringing out your sin.
Well, take me to the king as I wash dishes. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I got you. So gospel music with
choice.
That does go.
Do we have any takers in the audience right now?
Would you Uber them back home?
I can say I have done that.
Yeah.
It was not worth it, but I am willing to do it again.
Damn.
I am open.
That shit sounds like a weekend at your aunt's house. Remember? She didn't fuck you, but she made pancakes.
Yeah, I'm like, what kind of
that'd be
auntie
weird if
you
auntie
have,
was fucking.
Would you tell
what kind of
that's
auntie?
Some Antoine Fisher shit right there. Nah, we don't do that.
Ooh, auntie!
It's been a very long time since I have cooked for a man, and I miss it.
Yeah, this is New York, though. Niggas don't eat.
Niggas don't really eat in New York.
There's falafels and dollar slices. Niggas ain't eating like that.
I hear you.
Nah.
But it's like, I mean, sometimes, I'm paying for the fucking gas in the machine. I need to use it. So, like,
Are you cooking naked with that thing in the air? Or is this, like, regular cooking? Like, are you butt naked? And can he fuck you while you making pancakes?
That is a dangerous act.
Gas stove.
Let me put it together
that
real quick.
Is a dangerous act.
Let me
think
of the math on
flame,
that one.
That's
an open flame,
nigga.
That's
an open flame.
But that's why you hold her hair back.
If it was an electric range, I would give it to you.
Uh-huh. But this motherfucker was like, wait, what?
I'm trying to see it.
Why is
this gas? That's a little problematic.
And
little
the pan get real hot real fast.
That could be a little problematic.
Because an electric range, it takes a while for the pan to warm up. Yeah. So you can fool around before you start cooking.
Uh-huh.
With a gas stove, the bitch is hot immediately.
Yeah.
So you got to cook very quickly. So what you do is
leave the fire on like a simmer. Maybe
set it on low and then
right.
Okay.
Just boil grits real slow. You can boil the grits real slow. Put it on simmer. Right. Huh? Maybe we can be adjacent to the flame. Huh?
Okay.
Maybe like off
This nigga fucking at angles.
Cause nobody want to get burned up.
No.
Nobody
so you,
wants
you cooking
to get
at 90
burned.
Degrees. Y'all fucking at 60.
Right. But see, and then you so much time. I mean, just hypothetically. You're like how much taller than me? Cause I'm 5'4".
Oh, we talking about y'all this whole time?
You didn't know.
I'm fucking with y'all. I'm trying to keep this shit funny, nigga.
Oh, shit. This is great. Oh, fuck.
I'm 5'4".
I'm 6'3". So
you 5'4", that's it?
I'm very dainty.
I'm 5'4". I'm 6'3". Y'all sound like a really bad intro to an R&B song. I'm 5'4". I'm 6'3". And we in love.
Boom. Da boom boom, come da boom, da boom boom.
Fucking while we're cooking, grits.
Oh, shit. Da boom boom,
come da boom.
Fucking while we're cooking grits. I like it. It's nice.
Put it
it's fun.
I feel like that's an old blues song.
I think we do that.
Yeah.
Look, just do. Oh, I thought y'all was talking about fucking.
No, I was done. I was just trying to get to the thing.
I was talking about fucking. What
are
we doing?
Wow. Just, yeah, it's fucking. It's fun.
I don't have to work tomorrow.
You know, we'll talk at the end.
You want some more water?
Yeah, let me get a little.
You want some more water? Stay hydrated.
Derek.
Listen, so It's classy. Keep going. What's the next question? I forgot what we was doing.
Well,
I'm not drinking all three of these whiskeys.
You got to. I mean.
No,
I mean,
don't please.
Yeah,
don't.
You are, though.
You all lit up.
You have to.
I ain't mean to say that shit like. Yeah, you drinking that.
You drinking all that shit, bro.
That was very Ikey. That was very Ikey.
Talk about these pancakes with the burnt crust
I came
shit.
Outside. You going to drink them damn drinks.
I mean, who's dropping a nigga off? What happened? What are we doing?
That dropping a nigga off shit was good. Now, so, Dulce, what do you have going on in your life right now?
Tell us, girl.
Other than
go ahead, drop
the fuck somebody.
Thank you, friends. My half hour comes out on October 25th.
Well, boom, yeah. Al B. Boom, boom, boom. For Al B. Well, bang, 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 biggity.
And just being on the road and shit. Just
on the road, just like a road, nigga. Just, old town. I troll my friend all the time.
I am so glad you're here, handsome. And you brought your hat. So, I'm on the road doing shows, photo shoots, some other shit, just taking pictures of somebody putting in a magazine. Other than that, ain't
yeah,
no shit.
What magazine?
I know I'm doing something. I don't know if I'm able to say. But it's a magazine, but it's going to be printed this time.
Oh,
as opposed to just being on.
Online.
Online.
That's fine.
So I've done stuff for them and it's been online before. And then there's.
But online, you can still print it out.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
look
you
at
know.
My nigga. Just fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, get your win.
Find
man.
A solution.
Get your right then.
No, because like I did something for Bust Magazine last year and it was all printed and everything. And dope. This is like a bigger circulated magazine.
Bigger Bust.
Like, but
yeah. The titties,
I'm not doing Penthouse, nigga.
No, the name of the magazine was Bigger Bust. I don't know. No, you gave it what it deserved. I'm going to drink some water on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all niggas stay hydrated. That's
water
good.
Right there, yeah, just.
I just got a publicist. And this, she's
that shit changed the game.
It definitely, within yeah. fucking 4 days, nigga.
4 days, shit.
Bruh.
Nigga, you need
so
your money
times.
Back. He made 4 days.
I was
like,
oh,
I
God, saw God.
It was just like, okay, so it's literally fucking, it's changed so much.
Yeah,
so
it
it's just a lot of work. I'm going in and out of L.A. I'm start recording the cartoon that I'm doing next week.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, cartoon.
So I'm doing, yeah. It's called The Great North is with Fox. So it's the people that do Bob's Burgers.
Fire.
Dopeness.
Fire.
Yeah, man. Got to buy my mama a car. So.
You can get her a couple cars.
Hell I mean, yeah, you better yeah. get her a Kia. Shit.
How dare you?
A Kia Soul? What?
Nigga.
Kia I'm not the one with the big Jeep Grand Cherokees, man. Like fucking.
Well, Jeep is nice, you know. I've had the pleasure of having Jeeps as a kid growing up in the
hold
suburbs.
On, you had a Jeep as a child?
Well, my mom just let me drive all her Jeeps.
Yeah, you was out here cruising. Yeah.
Just it was the Pathfinder, then it was the Beamer, yeah. then it was the Cadillac, you know, just all that shit. Hey, you know, so yeah. I get it. The Jeep Grand Cherokee is good as a starter for your mom.
That's just what she.
It's a good starter for your mama.
A starter.
It's a good starter.
No, I wanted to get her something else, and she was just like, this is what I want. She want a tow hitch on it. I'm like, what the fuck are you finna tow? She won't tell me.
She's about to like, disappear on you.
She's about to take the home and go. Yeah.
She wanted me to get it. My mother has a solid bolted in the car. We are not that Southern. Thank okay. you so much. Because like last year, she wanted me to buy her like a moving van because she was going to start a moving company with my homeboy and my brother. And I'm like, neither one of them can follow directions. So how the fuck? She's yeah. just always calling me something every week to fucking buy.
Absolutely.
So well, give her a car. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, and then it's like put a tow hitch on this bitch and move whatever you need to move, man.
Maybe she's moving to other niggas' houses closer to her house.
If anything, she'd be moving
getting
her neighbors the fuck
right.
away from her.
Lowering the Uber calls.
You wouldn't have to Uber if you was living next to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, she would never Uber. She don't like strangers that much.
Mm. Fair enough. Because
the first time we were in an Uber, we got in the car. She's like, who is this? And I was like, it's the Uber man. He's like, you going to kill us? How we got to pay? It was all this fucking... But it's all the questions that we should have been asking when we first started taking Ubers.
Well, like, are you going to kill us? You're never going to get a real answer.
No, but it's like.
Nobody's
going to say that. But she was like, well, who sent you? Well, how you know where to get us? Well, how you know where we going? Well, I ain't got no cash. You finna tip him? Well, does he take cars? I ain't got no cars on me. And it was just 20 minutes of him just being like, ma'am, I just want to take you home.
Yeah, that sounds like
a. He gave y'all one star off the rip.
I don't know. I tipped him real good. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's never been in one before. I'll tip you $20. So he was like, I don't give a fuck what she says. So it was just, but he was like, well, where are you from? Where your mama from? Where you work? And I'm like, leave him alone. But if you, but I always think about like every time I call, I'm getting in the car with a fucking stranger.
Yeah. Every time.
Every yeah. time.
Every
and thank
time.
God I'm too big to fucking hide most of the, like if you want to murder me, you going to have to put in work.
Yeah.
And you're not finna hide me in the fuck of a back of a Prius or no other shit.
Yeah.
Hell no.
You can push the car in the river. But then it'll float down easier. It's just like, I didn't have to put weights in the trunk.
Nigga, I am buoyant as fuck. Water will never kill me.
Nigga.
My titties will save me every time.
Yeah, there's some flotation devices right there.
And
Ted Bundy would have skipped you.
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, nah.
That car was too small.
Ted was like, nah, I ain't got enough rope. I don't have enough rope.
I ain't got enough rope. I ain't got enough tarp.
I don't got enough tarp. Tarp is a murderer thing to own.
That's good.
Tarp, nigga.
So you're kidnap proof.
Tarp is used for two things, whatever is really useful and murder.
All right, I need to cover my boat or murder.
Murder, man.
You ain't doing that shit.
You can just buy tarp. Bro, no ID.
I swear to God, I have not known one nigga in my life that's just owned a lot of tarp.
Tarp.
At home, like, yo, you want to play Nintendo? Hey, what's this, nigga? My pile of tarp. You know how I be. You know how I be. I be tarped up, bro.
My power tarp, you dumbass. Tarp, yeah, that's the only thing Home Depot you can get in a roll. It just comes in a roll.
It comes in a roll, there's grommets in it. So, like, if you really need to do some real weird shit, yeah. My mother has a bunch of it, and I'm just like, what is all of this for?
Murder.
Well, I had to cover up the yard, and then I had, and I'm like, I don't care. It's just a lot of equipment at the house.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that she thinks my brother's going to do. He's not going to help you. She
killed is he younger than you or older than you?
He's younger than me.
Okay.
But he's not like, we're only like 16 months apart, so he's not that much younger than me. But it's like, I'm going to get him to cut the hedges. I'm like, he's never going to do this. I'll give you the money for
it. You got the brother that live in the basement at his mama house?
No, he's upstairs. He's upstairs.
Wait, how far upstairs? Because it depends. If you in the basement, in the basement, you fucking bitches. In the attic, you crazy. And you're there because they're using your check. That's two different ones.
Hey, man, hey. He's in my old room. And all so, right, okay. Because like we have like the whole bottom, like the third floor is a whole finished in.
That's some funny shit.
Nigga in the attic.
You don't slide the plate under, so he's not a slide the plate under the door, nigga.
No!
Oh, okay. The nigga come to the table?
Like.
He come out the room. And
then, okay, he come out the room.
But did he come out the room? And then go back.
He's a person.
Oh, so okay. He's not the psycho that all the black people keep in the attic. So, yeah, okay, cool.
Hey,
yeah,
no, because my mom ain't going to have everybody hiding in her house.
I had an uncle live with my grandma for way too long.
Yeah.
And his room was in the back.
Yeah.
You don't go in his room. I remember one time I was back there. I was about to sit on the bed. My grandma came in there like, don't you sit on that bed. He be doing shit in there. I was like, what does he be doing? He be jacking off like a lot and don't be cleaning shit up. And then she knew that. And so she didn't want me to sell his dry nut. And you know what? My grandmama was a G for that.
She looked out for you.
She could let me sit on dry nut with my clean jeans. I only packed 3 pairs of pants that whole trip. I'm a good ass grandma, man. Thank you, grandma.
Baby, get up for you get that nut on the back of your jeans.
Who want nut on your jeans?
You know what? There was somebody like that in my grandma's house in Miami. It was the same shit where you couldn't go to the back part of the house.
You can't go back there.
Don't go back there, and there was an uncle you couldn't leave the kids with. Them were the two niggas you had to watch out for.
Yeah, every family had. If your family was big, we had over 200 people in my family, man. So, shit, there's some uncles you just didn't stay along with, nigga. Yeah. Like, you just didn't do it. You even asked questions.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck. Okay. I'm not finna.
Yeah, there's too much people in the family for the percentage to stay low.
No,
so,
it's too many.
I ain't never had no close, like, uncle creepy shit. The closest I got was, like, everybody went to the stove. I didn't want to go to the stove because I was mad at my auntie at the time.
Okay.
And then my uncle came home that they say you don't stay around. And this nigga came in and said some shit that was just like, he was like, so that's a Nintendo, huh? I'm like, nigga, I'm going to go in the front room. Nigga, you know that's a Nintendo. It says it on the front, yo. Creepy ass nigga. I ain't never walked up like, so y'all just wearing socks in here? Like, nigga, what are you talking about, you creepy
this nigga
piece
shot
of
his
shit?
Shot.
That's a Nintendo, huh?
What game did you play?
I didn't have an uncle. My father didn't have any siblings.
Oh, no.
I ain't seen him since 86 anyway. And then my mother had 4 older brothers. There was a drunk uncle. There was a broke uncle. There's the uncle that don't live where everybody else lives. And then there's the rich uncle.
The uncle money.
Uncle money.
He always got bread. Yeah. I had uncle money.
He comes, he gives money, and then he disappears for like 4 years.
Yep.
No,
Uncle Joey.
Well, my uncle, Joey. My uncle, who's the rich uncle, is a singer. So we always know where the fuck he's at because he's been on tour my whole life. Yeah. But my oldest uncle, he would break into the house and shit and just steal from people.
Damn.
And then my uncle Latiba, we would never know where the nigga would be at because he was always broke. And we just found out my uncle Alvesta has two families. And
there was a nigga named Alvesta. That's two families. That's
he got like curly hair?
Yep.
He got curly hair. That nigga got two families.
Alvesta sound like me. Shit. Yeah.
He had two families in Albany, Georgia. My Aunt Pearly just found out.
Is he taking care of them both, though?
Yeah. Because he was a horse trainer. Like, he's a horse trainer and a horse breeder. So, like, those horses that'll be, like, at the Kentucky Derby and shit, he would train and breed those horses in country-ass Georgia. So the nigga could take care of two. Because the thing is, the wife never knows about the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the other one always knows about the wife.
Yeah.
So the side chick on the other side of the city, the kids are almost as old as Pearly's kids. I don't even know who that woman is.
Wow.
Damn,
good
side.
That's a good side.
She raised those kids with a halftime dad.
Because she's been, because he was gone so often.
Yeah.
Working that they don't know. One was the wife and one wasn't. But it's like the nigga gave the money when he was supposed to give the money. So they don't fucking know.
Sounds like a good man.
But the kids,
he's a good dude.
But the kids are around the same age. Like they're a little bit, like they're
and
older.
He takes care of them.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm 36. The older girls are 40. So. Damn. Oh, but he's been taking care of them, both sets of kids.
Off of horse fucking money?
Off of horse breeding.
Do you know how much money you can make off of that shit?
Well, apparently
I'm about to get some horses.
I mean, I guess two families worth, nigga.
Nick. I mean, I'm talking about two families and homes, okay?
Two families and, oh, wow, yeah, that's good.
Not apartments, not trailers, not single wives, double wives, triple wives. Bolted down homes. Guys, you can be good, too.
Thank you so much. This is great.
You can also have separate families and raise them, right? That's fire. Like I think he's a hero.
I agree.
Not to my Aunt Pearly, he's not.
I don't know her.
Because she don't see the beauty of what he did.
Yeah, she don't see the finesse.
Hey,
yes.
Listen.
Let's talk about this. Yeah, I like this.
Hold on. I ain't seen Pearly since 1989, so I really don't have a horse in this. Like, I couldn't give a fuck.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen my Aunt Pearly, and I haven't seen. Like, I haven't seen Alvesta since my grandma died.
Okay. Okay.
And then
he was a baby named Alvesta.
Yeah.
But it was like hilarious. The 60s, though,
that
right?
That nigga walked up on the playground with a full suit.
Alvesta is a full suit.
Y'all got to stop playing now.
Briefcase, maybe. Maybe a briefcase.
These hoes ain't going to like it if you slobber.
Or a fur coat.
Yeah.
He cries over woo, woo, woo. woo, woo, woo.
Alvesta hungry again. Alvesta hungry. Pop that tin in his mouth. He is hungry.
He got a baritone ass cry.
Hold it on. Yeah. Hold it on. Yeah, that's Alvesta.
I don't give a shit. I ain't seen these niggas in years. So that's
great. Aunt Pearly, we all got those family members.
Yeah, but me, like, Pearly, like, called my mama late at night. And my mother's, I was like, why did Pearly call you at 12:30 at night to tell you about this shit? She's like, you got to call people when you can because people die. And I was like, thank you, mama. That makes sense.
I got an uncle left his family for Scientology. So, yeah, I understand.
Yo, he's the only nigga doing it. Yo, have you seen that show?
What show?
The Aftermath of Scientology with Leah Remini?
Nah.
No. Yo!
Is his uncle on
you
it?
Got
is Wyatt on there? Tell Wyatt to come home.
A black Scientologist?
Shit, the TV.
His name is Wyatt. Uncle Wyatt is...
Cause what's that? I think it was one of the girls on, like, what is it, Love and Basketball, something, and Mimi Faust, whatever the fuck show she's on.
Okay.
So Love and Hip Hop or Love and Basketball or whatever. She talks about being like the only black people because they didn't put black people in Scientology.
Okay.
So they like.
That but that's most game. Religions.
Huh?
So that's most religions.
Well, yeah, but also because the dude who created this shit said that Ron Hubbard was saying that like he equated like black people to like the. Like to the lowest level of human beings.
Of course he does. They all do.
But
it's like the cheapest skin you can get.
Right. Like Mormons.
Because isn't it about like your skin and shit?
Well,
like
Mormons would say that black people can be Mormons because they said that black skin was the mark of the beast. So these just motherfuckers are just wild.
And then they made Karl Malone a fucking Mormon.
Right. But it's
that's what happened to Karl Malone. I forgot about that.
But that Scientology shit, they be getting these white folks. Like it is in. They be splitting up these motherfuckers' families and robbing these niggas. Blind.
So it's just but the white Jehovah Witnesses.
No, because
but she's
like,
coming out after Jehovah's Witnesses on this season. She's coming after them because she's been fucking up the Scientologists for like 2-3 seasons, and now she's going after Jehovah's Witnesses.
But Jehovah's Witnesses did the same shit with black people.
I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, you can't give blood, no Christmas,
no birthdays.
You gotta stand outside in the cold and pass out pamphlets. It's like so
most
much
of the Jehovah's Witnesses I know are Mexican, so I don't.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What about that?
Mexican?
Wow. Holy
Señor.
El Señor. Yep.
Hola Witness. Yo, Scientology, their belief system is crazy. Cause
yo,
because you don't even—it's not even. There's like aliens and shit involved.
Once you get
it's
to a certain
space
level,
and universes,
yeah. Because Leah Remini was talking
stuff
about it, because she was talking to her mother, and she was like, "Well, when you found out when you got to the top that it was aliens," she said, "By that point, I'd been in it for 20 years, and like I didn't. They had
they stretched that shit out.
They stretched
nigga
the shit out. Yeah. So to get to each level, you got to pay more and more money.
Oh shit!
And so if you can't pay for it, then you join the clergy. The show is wild. They, and like one episode is like with, like one season is just the adults, and then the second season is just the kids.
Yeah.
Like there was like, have you been to the, ever seen that big blue Scientology building in LA?
Yeah.
If you drive past it, there's all like the stones in front of it.
Yeah.
Kids laid all of that shit. All them stones that are in front of that fucking building. They talked to the kids who had to lay all that shit in front of that building. Oh, that
probably sloppy.
Bro, yes.
Fuck it, it's all over the place and shit. Kid labor
and
sucks.
I see them out there. They be wearing them suits.
Child labor, they
have them. The kid labor sloppy. Nike got it right. Nike got it right.
Listen, I've been working. There's nothing wrong with a child having a job. Kids can work. You don't have to take up all
that shit.
Time.
Yeah, that Scientology shit is weird. He tried to recruit me into going to one of the meetings and shit. He tried to get me. Derek, come on and enrich your comedy. The woman that plays Bart Simpson on that show, she's going to be there. She's going to be doing stuff. You got to learn about your comedy, man. When I figured out where it was, I was like, oh, I'm hip to your shit. You was trying to get my head hit open, like get that club, get knocked out, wake up with that suit and that hat on, and I got curls now and all kinds of weird shit falling on my face, and I got this new rhetoric. Nah, bruh. I'm sorry. Just meet me at a Denny's.
Hey, I was walking with one of my homies in L.A. when I first got out there.
Okay.
And he was, and we were walking past the Scientology spot.
Okay.
And he had known about this. He's like, yo, these places are crazy. You watch this. So dude walks up to the dude standing outside, right? And he was like, and dude growled at this nigga. He was like, and I was like, yo, whatever's
what
in there,
is I'm good.
I didn't need no explanation. I just knew that I've never seen a grown man growl at another man for booga 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 again. And that was weird as fuck to me.
I never seen another man go booga booga booga.
That guy was also weird.
Yeah. I was.
I was just randomly walking with two weirdos.
Yeah,
for the one nigga to go booga booga booga.
He's like, watch this. I'm like, nah.
I'm good.
Wait, so you was with the wait, hold my beer niggas who you was with?
We weren't drinking, but
But in my southern brain,
the
that's
metaphor,
what he did.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
So it's like, wait, I'm finna do some dumb shit.
Uh-huh.
So
then I watched it all happen. I was like, oh, it's my first day.
Oh,
it's my first day in L.A., man. I don't need this.
You don't.
But I stayed on his couch. I needed the couch. So.
I hear you.
Speaking of what, Chris, did you find it was easier to do L.A. first than come to New York? Or did you start? I know, where did you start doing comedy?
I started doing comedy in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, where I came up. And then I didn't want to move until I could have enough stage time to not go crazy. So while I wanted to come to New York, and I was always trying to come to New York.
Okay.
I didn't. There was just no jobs that were like letting me live in New York. Actual money.
Okay,
so I
went
to L.A. because I was just kept getting called to L.A., kept getting jobs there. So now I was like, I'll go back and forth and make them think I live there. So like anytime I go to like a general or whatever the fuck, whatever meeting, they'd be like, you live here? Yeah, I live here. You know, and I would give them an address of one of my homies that stayed on that couch. And I would just go back and forth until I had enough work where I could stay on a couch and like actually be there.
So okay, got you.
I inched my way in. It took 2 years before I had a job that kept me there.
Word.
And then I worked there until I had a job that brought me to New York. Then I came to New York.
Word. Because everybody's, way is different. I always thought, you got to go to New York first. But no, when I saw you and Sam J's hustle, I was like, these motherfuckers did it.
I was always going to New York. I was always coming out here doing stand-up.
Don't say did the same thing, though.
I went to L.A. first.
She went to L.A. first.
I was by the time I got to New York, I was familiar with the city. Like, I had been coming out here. But there was no way I was going to be, because I had been broke in Chicago. I had been broke in L.A. There was no way I was going to be broke in New York, too.
You can't be tri-state broke.
Just traveling all over the place, broke as shit. Yeah.
Come get some of this poverty.
Hey, come see me broke in Kansas. Nah, I'm straight, bro.
Well, when I went out to LA, I went out because I went out for pilot season because I had a holding deal with NBC.
Okay.
So I had to go out there. And then I was doing colleges, and so I wasn't broke in L.A., although I was still staying on people's couches because I was traveling so much it didn't make sense to me to pay rent.
Absolutely.
Because, like, at one point, like, I had moved to my apartment and then was gone for 3 weeks. So I was like, why the fuck am I paying rent? So my first 6 months out there, I was staying with friends, and then I came home for a little bit, and then I was here for 2 weeks. And my manager was like, one day, get an apartment. You live here. And I was like, all right, cool. So I moved there February of 2016, and then I moved here September of 2017.
Okay.
So, and then I went full-time doing stand-up in November of 2015.
Okay.
So I kind of went, and then I got my manager in March 2015, and then kind of like when I got my managers, when everything kind of like fucking flung forward, because I started in Atlanta in 2009.
Wow.
And then had just been there, and then I started, because it was like, it was real easy to like start being a regular, because it took me like a year and some change to be like a regular at the clubs. And so then I would start going on the road. So I'd get off of work, drive to Chattanooga, do a show, come back, go to work the next day. But I never had any intention of living here. And now I do.
I always wanted to live here.
Never in my fucking life.
I used to tell niggas I was from here when I was growing up.
Shit, no.
I came to school one day, bro, because I thought reinventing myself was the thing. Nigga, I told a whole class of people I had been going to school with for years. I was like, you know what? I'm from New York, nigga. And niggas believe me, bro.
But they knew you.
I'm like, but you know me. I was at home like, ha, 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 for no reason. I don't even know what the point
just
was.
Just dick dastardly just rubbing your mustache.
I was like, I'm from
like,
New York, nigga. And they was like,
I'm from Brooklyn. Yeah. What part of New York did you choose?
Just Brooklyn, but I didn't even have to get that deep, nigga. Niggas didn't even care.
Well, nobody gonna ask you like what part of Brooklyn?
No, because like what sold it more than anything was the fact that I had a southern accent because my family's from the south, so we were always there, so we picked that shit up young, and then mixed with Chicago. Mixed with St. Louis it sounded like it had a little bit of York in it.
Okay.
We just sounded wilder than anybody else.
Right.
So all I had, and I was listening to music all the time, so I just put a little on it.
Yeah.
And it was a rap, bro. They was like, yeah, he do sound like that. We always wonder why you sound retarded. I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
Niggas talk so wild. No,
it's so wild.
I am very southern. I was not going to tell nobody I was from this Yankee ass town. I wasn't going to do it.
Yankee.
No, and I say Yankee because it confuses somebody to see black people say Yankee. Fuck these.
Nah, that's
hilarious. I couldn't do it. But my family's really from Miami anyway, so wasn't nobody going to believe me because they're like, nigga, I look like I'm from the south. Nobody's going to fucking believe me. Yeah. So my goal was because like I have a theater degree. So I've been acting and singing and, you know, dancing and whatever since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal was to always move to L.A. because I wanted to do film and I wanted to do TV.
Yeah.
So ending up here, it was like this. I mean, I knew I was going to have to come here for a job because, like, being in L.A., I got to come out here and shoot something and then go back and come out here and shoot something and then go back. But I never knew because, like, usually when you come out here, like, when you go somewhere for a job, it's like, okay, you're there for a year or there for a couple months. But now I just live here. And I don't know.
I'm sorry. I had to
sound
that
so upset.
Because I was like, I might drink it.
Just drink it.
Nah, I smelled it. I'm like, oh, nah.
It's just soda and whiskey.
I don't like that.
Okay, I hear you. Because, like, I knew I was going to have to come out here for work, but now it's just like, hey, we still shoot the show every day.
You would leave? So
and you want it?
If you didn't have to do the show anymore, you would leave.
Would you go back to?
Nigga, I would call my landlord and be like, bye, you can take this furniture. I'd pack my clothes and my craft and shit and be the fuck up out of here.
Wow.
Really?
It's good to know because I love New York.
I love New York, bro. I know, I love it, bro.
I'm dying, man.
I get it.
I love it.
Listen.
Yeah.
Are you going to die here?
Yeah, I'm going to be here for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
New York is great.
See, you always have dick here.
You always got.
Well, I used to have dick here.
What happened?
It got a girlfriend.
Oh, man.
That's what happens. That happens, though.
Yeah, man.
I just want dick where I live because, like, because when I was in L.A., I had, like, New York dick. But then I'm like, okay, yeah. And then I was in L.A.,
but when you feeding a nigga, making him nice and strong, of course he's going to get in a relationship.
Of course. You fucking nice and strong.
You get this nigga strong.
Wait,
you fortifying
no,
him.
No.
You building his fucking confidence. Nice of course he's like.
No, I couldn't feed New York nigga because I could only see him in a hotel.
Oh, y'all was on the creep.
I came out here for work.
Uh-huh.
And then he came to see me. Oh, and if he was in L.A., he'd come to see me.
Okay.
But it was just, we just happened to live on the other side of the fucking country.
Living on the other side.
But now that I'm here, because like in Atlanta, I would feed niggas. Listen, I had, let's just say in Atlanta, I had the Frankenstein
niggas together. I had a shop where I made platters for niggas.
It was called Pussy and Thighs.
Don't say it's chicken and waffles with a little bit of pussy.
You get some pussy and thighs.
Pussy and thighs.
Get a little with pussy
the side
and
of fries.
Listen, okay. It just seems like the men respect me now. And when they respect you, they don't want to have sex with you.
Absolutely.
That's
very true. I respect
shit
out you.
I respect
shit out
you. I'm kidding.
You're dumb.
She said that.
She's like, don't respect me, nigga. Spit in my mouth.
Pussy and fries.
Pussy and fries.
Pussy and fries.
Pussy and pies.
Don't you respect me? You better come here and get this pussy and fries.
Better
pussy
come
and
get
fries.
This motherfucking pussy with fries.
I just want to find a nice man to cook for and get some dick from. How is that too much to
ask
for?
There you go. That's not too much to ask. So, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Honestly, if you put that on your Tinder profile, I think you'd be very.
I think you'll get
it. It was on there, and still they because if they see, because the thing is, like, when dudes find out I'm a comic and they find out I'm on the show, then it's like, oh, I'm really in, like, there's one guy wanted to hang out with me, but he stood me up because he was like, I got really intimidated by what you do, and I'm like, you weak bitch.
Yeah.
So I have a
but
job.
But it's hard
to
hit it from the back. When you see pictures of you and Trevor Noah, like you hitting and then you and Trevor.
They're not in my house.
Yeah, you got a whole career.
Yeah, that's intimidating fuck. And then see your life like, oh, wait a minute. I see
at her angle, you try to hit it. You try to switch
like
an angle.
You try to turn around and then you got an Emmy somewhere or you got an award or you in a sprint. Like, goddamn.
But the thing is, if it was the other way around and I was fucking, like, you had these opportunities.
I love successful women. I get off on that. So I'm not.
Successful women don't get pregnant.
They do not get pregnant. Thank God. New phone birth control. Fuck a chick that got something to lose because they not worried about your greasy ass kid. She gave birth to a career. She ain't worried about you. Yeah. Like, you like, yep.
They're on top of their shit.
No, I do want
take her birth control with her bacon, egg, and cheese. I get it.
Listen, I do want to have children, but I don't want, I want it to be like, because my mother's not pressuring me to have kids.
All right.
She wants my career. She's like, when you get your career set and you meet the right person and you get married, then you can have your kids.
Yeah.
But right now, hey, man, I'm taking plan B like bank candy. We
there
out
you
here.
Go. Woo!
Yo, insides messed up probably, but
you know what? Fuck you.
And pop that shit like candy, bro.
What I'm gonna say? All I'm saying is,
your insides probably too messed up.
Hey.
Better pop that like a Pez dispenser, bro. Plan B is your plan A. Plan B is your plan A. Plan B is your plan A. I don't hate your choice. Okay.
Okay. One, I will not be shamed for being sexually active.
I'm not gonna shame
you.
No one's shaming. Nobody's shaming.
I gave you the theme song.
I'm kidding. Yeah. No, Plan B is not my plan A because it will fuck your body up.
Your body up.
Fuck your up.
Your baby gonna come out with a head on his foot.
Head on the foot, ass nigga.
Head on the foot. Head on the foot.
I'm just saying, I'm always prepared. You never know when dick could show up, so I do keep condoms in my purse.
All right.
Hey.
But do you have, like, the right size condoms?
Right. Listen. Ooh.
There's that.
Is it a Walgreens aisle?
You
in
have
your
to go up
purse?
Sizes.
Yeah.
It's like you got one for the small and the
or
gold.
Or does somebody surprise you? You like Magnum. They're like, no. Oh.
They were like, no, señorita.
I can say it's been.
No.
That's why I don't care. Magnums. Cause I've seen a baggy Magnum before. It's very sad. Cause I did tell the nigga he might need a bread tie. Like, baggy Magnum is one of the saddest things you ever seen in your life. Cause it was rolled up real.
She like, said a baggy Magnum. You ever seen a baggy Magnum before? It's just a sad sight.
I literally said, nigga, you need a bread tie.
Oh.
And I meant that.
No.
Vacuum seal it or something.
Oh, my God.
I mean, maybe just
pull some air,
out of it.
You just got to get like a balloon. This go wrong. Go raw. Your sperm probably won't even get that far. Because they can't shoot that. Little guns can't shoot that far.
They can't,
right?
Hey, one
hey,
of
really?
The...
22s don't penetrate.
Yeah.
Nigga, bullets... Hey, bullets is bullets, because one of the shortest niggas I've
seen... Nigga got...
Listen... I used to mess with a dude who was very short dick, and that motherfucker has 4 kids. Uh-huh. So.
But maybe he fucked girls with shallow vaginas.
Shallow vaginas.
It was just the perfect match. You can have a shallow vagina.
That is true. I'm not saying anything else about myself. What I'm saying is.
There you go.
Muscle right. Stretch,
you keep
bones
it classy.
Break.
You good. So keep much. It classy. That's right.
But it's been a while since I've seen a gentleman who needs a Magnum. Uh-huh. And.
There he is, having a birthday.
Your wish came true.
Out.
Or maybe his wish came true. He's like, I'm just looking for a successful chick to make pancakes and just one dick. That's all.
That's it.
I do want more than that, but right now I need to scratch it.
I understand. You got an itch that you need to scratch. So, ladies and gentlemen, here at No Need for Apologies, we're looking out for Dulce's vagina. So, if y'all want to hit in or send a letter, and you know,
I did ask for dick pics on TV and didn't get any.
But, none.
Well, it was my fault because I was on E.
Yeah.
Like the TV network.
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot my demographic.
Yeah.
Because if I was on ESPN, my phone would have crashed. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You were just on E, yeah, that's
yeah, I was in the wrong place.
Yeah, three more letters.
I just needed a couple more letters and I'd have been fine. But no, I want to find a nice man. I want to catch a who's been in a fetus, you know. I'm losing eggs since I was 11. Somebody need to show the fuck up.
Hell yeah. Thank Somebody you. Show the fuck up now.
Yeah, we had an hour.
Are we?
I believe we are.
Shit, we've been yapping.
We've been learning.
Are y'all having
growing?
A good time out here? Thank y'all for sitting in.
Yo, thank y'all
God
for hanging a whole time.
Loving everybody
all y'all
in here.
For fucking
for
hanging out with us, man.
Thank y'all. And thank y'all. Having a good old time. Anybody got anything coming up other than the roasts of Sunday?
I'm going to perfect my recipe for crispy pancakes.
Crispy pancakes and your special.
You
got
to get the edges burnt, though. They got to be like... To the point where you can peel the whole pancake edge off.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like in a circle?
Like that shit where you circle can do
fire.
This shit.
Yeah.
Get the fucking pancake ring.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
how you like them?
No. I can't eat your pancakes. I don't even eat pancakes, don't say.
Why is he giving me this advice?
He said, no.
I don't need to learn how you like
them. No. My wife.
Said, I don't even like breakfast.
I don't even
wake up till noon. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I eat lunch, okay?
Right. I'm just trying to.
Faithful.
Because, like, you trying to give me your recipe, and I know I'm not going to be doing that for you.
You're right.
I want to know who.
I like crispy pancakes, all right? I might be over. Damn. Here it is.
Wait, don't do it like that, yeah. Chris Red. Is that how you like him? Now, this is a friend question. I'm just asking as a friend. Because I've seen his girlfriend, and I cannot compete with that bitch. So I am just asking as a
You're
friend.
Goddamn right.
Hey! Nah, my titties are bigger than hers.
Your titties are bigger than hers. She said it.
She's a very nice girl.
I like pancakes. Hey, I don't know. I've said a lot
done.
Of jokes here today, hey, and I ain't had no pancake jokes. All right.
But you were.
What I have coming up? You asked me.
Yes, earlier. Your roast is coming out.
Alabama roast coming up on Sunday.
New season.
Yeah. I have Bring the Funnies a show. We did the.
You want
the
judges?
Sketch. No, nigga. I'm trying to talk.
I'm sorry.
No, let. It's okay. Go ahead, Mr. Chris Red. Go ahead.
I'm so
Chris
excited
Red.
For you.
Okay. What was I saying? Bring the Funny. Mm-hmm. We did the opening sketch, me and Kenan and some other folks. So please tune into that. That'll be on the 18th, I think, or some shit. I don't know the dates.
Fly.
Yeah. And then SNL's coming back on the 28th, I think.
Whatever the internet says.
Whatever the internet, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever the internet says, it's going to be a big year. You know, it's going to be dope. We'll have Woody Harrelson, but we're, you know, and that's going to be fucking fire.
Word.
As black people, we are all waiting for Eddie Murphy. So
yeah. Yes,
that's
we
coming. That's
we are.
Be fire.
It's a big time.
And anything else I got, I can't talk about. So.
Well, Chris Redd, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you for
to the
coming,
show,
man. Appreciate
hey, man,
appreciate
thank
you,
y'all. This is fucking fun as shit, bro.
Yeah, man.
Thank y'all for doing this shit. Give it up one time for Monroe and Gaines. There, Gaines, bro, for coming.
Yeah.
Holding this shit and give it up one time for y'all for coming to hang with us.
We still gotta say bye to me.
Wait, like we gotta still? What you got time?
Nah, nigga, I was wrapping up.
Yeah, you were like a motherfucker.
Hey, you know what? One time for Jesus, but always looking out.
Drop it over Jesus. Half Hour's coming out on the 25th.
Dope.
Yeah.
Cartoons coming out in, let's see, spring 2020.
On Fox?
On Fox. I'm on The Daily Show whenever I'm on.
Yeah.
I was on Tuesday doing a field piece, so.
Yo, you be crushing that shit.
You be crushing.
Thank you. Thank you. I really
good
thank
shit.
You so much.
You
do. I mean a lot.
Yo, say,
and
yo,
say, just look yo, look on my interwebs for dates I got coming up. I'm going to be in Magoobie's Joke House in Maryland.
Hey, Magoobie's is fun, though.
Magoobie's is fun as shit.
Yeah. Wait, whoa, okay. in Maryland. I ain't been to that Magoobie's.
I think it's in Timonium, Maryland.
Timonium or some shit.
Oh, Timonium.
Timonium.
You're
blah,
thinking
blah, blah.
Of the other one that got shut down in Indiana or some shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I was in Magoobie's. Anyway, have fun, nigga.
Thanks so much.
Nah, it should be fun.
Yeah, so you can look on the internet for my dates and stuff. And, oh, I'm doing the Benson Ball in D.C., in September, and then me and Chris Redd are gonna be at the Emmys.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna be in and out, nigga.
That's right.
I ain't up for nothing, and I don't. You know.
The show is nominated though.
I ain't up for nothing. I ain't got a suit, so I'm about to be in and out.
But the show is nominated though. In your entire show nominated?
Huh?
You're on the show.
Yeah, I know I am.
It's nominated.
Okay.
Get a suit,
nigga. I will.
My dress.
My dress is being made as we speak.
So oh, shit.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Ro, you got
check
anything?
Out my Instagram because I'm going to be posting photos.
I'm
going
to wear a t-shirt.
You're going to look wonderful in that dress. Can't wait to see it. Ooh. Ro, you got anything?
Just follow me on I want to know what this is now. Follow me on Instagram.
Wait,
what's Derek's thing?
Because he said, ooh, I want to see what that dress looks like.
I said, I'm looking forward to seeing what the dress looks like. Because you're probably going to be pouring out. It's going to be good. It's nice.
Oh, no, it's hand done. I'm poured.
You're pouring it in. Okay,
I'm
fair enough. But
perfectly.
All right, word.
Instagram, Facebook, websites.
You got any of that?
Yeah.
Anything other than that?
I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
We want to thank me?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all so much. This has been No Need for Apologies.
Yeah.